this is Brad Geiger welcoming you to another episode of Hey Comics Kids, or one of the supplementary podcasts, 50 Minute Max or Smart Alex. If you want, you can subscribe to all three at iTunes. You can also find us on Stitcher. And if you'd like to support the show, you can go to patreon.com/heycomicskids. All the money there goes to a fund earmarked for the kids' education. This is a show we record just about every morning on our drive to school. We're having a lot of fun doing it, and it's great to hear that you're having a lot of fun listening to it. Now, without further ado, here are the stars of the show, 12-year-old Alex and 8-year-old Max. And we're back. It's another episode of Hey Comics Kids. There's my son, Max.
Hey, guys.
And there's Alex.
Hi.
And we've got a lot to talk about today. Item number one. There was a leak of a trailer scene, a closing credit scene, one of those famous scenes at the end of a Marvel Studios movie, purported to be the trailer scene for Age of Ultron, and it had a window washer washing windows, and somebody shows up behind him, and it's Spider-Man telling him that he missed a spot. Pretty comical little scene. Supposedly introduces Spider-Man to the Marvel Cinematic Universe. The question I've got for you, Max, we both watched it over breakfast this morning. Is it real or is it fake?
Well, I want to say it's real because who doesn't want Spider-Man to be in the Avengers?
True.
But I don't think that the Spider-Man, I looked at the animation and it just didn't really seem right.
Hmm.
Like the animation quality for it didn't seem right.
Yeah, it seemed kind of poor.
Yeah.
It seemed a little fakey. Was that Stark Tower in the background?
Yeah.
Yeah? But you're saying you smell a fake, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Even though I really want to say it's real.
Alex, real or fake?
As much as I'd like to say real, I too think it's fake because, well, I have experience with the Deadpool leaked test footage. And that was proven a fake and they're going to do a different one instead of that. It was only test footage. So this might be end test footage. I don't know. And I just can't be sure. It's because I've had experience with it before.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't quite. I hope it's true, but I can't believe it.
Okay, the answer is you guys' BS-o-meter is working just fine. That was Joss Whedon, the director of the Age of Ultron movie, says that was a fake. But an awfully good fake it was. Are you disappointed, Max?
Yeah.
This is why I do not go towards true, because then I'm... Because even though I am wrong, I'm... Well...
Yes?
Yeah.
Okay. So...
Really?
Lost my train of thought.
I saw that.
I was just like, bleh.
And wait, I'm just saying.
Yes.
And with me, when I looked at him, like... That's not... And you could kind of see that they didn't really... make Stark Tower. If you look in the back, it kind of just looked like a paper cutout.
Do you think it looks like a paper cutout?
Yeah.
That was a very good paper cutout.
Not even a battle-damaged city.
So, item number two, the new Star Wars Force Awakens trailer. What did you guys think?
It was good.
Yeah, what did you like about it?
Well, I liked it. I think it's cool because we know that we're probably not gonna be seeing Luke again. And I think that he just
Well, no, he was the narrator. What in the first scene?
I was gonna say
like,
I think
the Force is strong in my family.
Yeah,
my
I
father
think that was
had
his voice.
It. My sister have it. I have it, and now you have it.
Very good. How many times did you watch that trailer?
More than you'd like to know. But this really opened me up to it because. Originally, I saw the first trailer. I'm like, okay, this is bullcrap. I'm not watching this. The first trailer with the stupid lightsaber.
Yeah.
That turned me off.
People are saying that when you see that in action, it's really kick butt.
Wait, has it come out yet? Because how can they see it in action?
Some people have seen test footage, and they say it's really cool. I'm just saying, that's what I've read. But keep an open mind about that new lightsaber with the two mini lightsabers on the other side. People are saying keep an open mind about that because it's better than you think.
Yeah, but still, the first part, because of the small little cuts, I really didn't get a lot of... I didn't get the information I really liked about Star Wars.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, you know what? This is going to be a cash cow. I'm not watching this.
Interesting. Max, what did you think about the trailer?
I think it was really cool. I really liked how when Han Solo came back, he said, well, home put...
Chewie, we're home.
Chewie, we're home.
Yeah, this trailer really really opened me up.
And, does Han Solo have a home? I mean, we meet him at the ball.
I always thought he lived on the Millennium Falcon, kind of like, you know, somebody who lives on a houseboat or something.
But that doesn't seem right. I mean, in the movies, he never calls it... Said, this is like my house.
That's a good point. Where does Han Solo live? I'm sure some Star Trek, some Star Wars aficionado would be able to tell us where Han lives, but I've never considered that.
Sin.
So, yeah. My question for you, Alex. Han Solo is gray. He's gotten older over the years.
Chewie looks
Chewbacca
the same.
Still has nice, thick, luxurious brown hair. Why is that?
At least he's not going bald.
Good point.
Oh, Dad, saw that.
Yes, I read the comic you made.
Oh, that was
epic foreshadowing.
Yes. Go to evilink.com and scroll down. You'll see it. So,
it's funny.
Why is that, Alex? Why do you think Chewbacca still has brown hair?
Well, I remember from the later movies that they made, the prequels.
Yes.
That I remember they were talking to a lot of, old Chewbaccas. They never turned. Well, we don't know a lot about Chewbaccas. I mean, they're obviously not human, so how would we guess that their hair pigment turns?
Ah, so they've got a pigmentation difference.
Yeah, they may have because they're so hairy, have a pigmentation difference.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, if they ever went bald or look gray is kind of see-through.
Huh.
And no one wants to see a Wookiee without his fur.
Nobody.
Nobody wants to see a furless Wookiee. Max, what do you think?
I think that I agree with Alex on this one for once.
For once you two agree?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. I gotta concentrate on the road.
Also, it's the only explanation for this.
Explanation.
Yes, which is what I'm about to say.
Go ahead.
It could be a different Chewie.
Oh, you think that they've switched Wookiees?
Yeah.
That would just be cruel. I mean,
there could have been something. Well, sadly, Chewie died, and pet owner, we get a replacement.
So it's like a pet owner. As soon as a dog dies, you go out and get a puppy.
Yeah.
Is that what Han Solo did? Was he went out and got another Wookiee?
Or maybe he took care of Chewie's son.
Maybe it's the son of Chewie. Well,
I hope it's not Chewie Jr. I hope it's not a different Wookiee.
Chewie Jr. You guys are killing me.
Chewie Jr.
Well, I don't think... let me put it to you this way. Switching that character, I think, would be devastating. And George Lucas has been making movies for far too long to make such a Wookiee mistake.
Sure? I mean, we've all seen that last Indiana Jones movie.
Well, yes.
Actually,
CGI gophers.
But I will tell you this. When I did that cartoon about... Han going gray and Chewie going potentially bald, but not in the expected way. Hold on here, buddy. Gotta pay attention to the road for just a second. There we go. A number of Star Wars fans wrote me and said that the reason that Chewbacca is still hirsute with brown, luxurious hair is that Wookiees live to be hundreds of years old. And And so,
the more Chewbacca, you know.
There you go. Chewbacca's still in the prime of his life, whereas Han Solo has a much shorter lifespan and has gone great. So there you go. The answer to your question.
But
well, wait.
I'm just saying. I really hope that the movie is a big movie on the animated series of Star Wars. I did not like Fast.
You did not like the animated Star Wars?
The kid doesn't have the power of the Force.
How do you know? Anakin had the Force at a very young age. Is it his age?
They literally said, and you have it too.
Yeah.
And you can
end quote.
Too. And you can too.
But, I just want to state something. I don't think pigment lossage means that you're old. Yeah, I made that word up.
You're like a dog with the bone with your pigment idea. Go ahead.
But no, I'm serious. Just because you lose pigment in your hair doesn't mean you're turning older. It's just...
Amen, brother.
Yeah, I'm looking
at TV. You're welcome. I have a teacher that's, not... who has white hair, and he's not really old at all, actually.
And I'm growing white hair.
Yeah, Max has...
You've got one strand of white hair there. I'm starting to get worried. You might get one of those skunk stripes. Then we're going to have to really watch out.
Oh, Jason Todd.
But, no, in fact, I think your teacher's younger than me, and he's got a full head of white hair. Although it looks good on him. He pulls that off very nicely. Got that Steve Martin look.
Yeah, Steve Martin.
So,
why did I do that?
I don't know whether we should admit this. I'm a little bit, not ashamed, but I'm sad to note that you've seen this and I haven't. The new Daredevil series on Netflix. Alex, you watched the pilot episode.
Yeah, I watched it all.
I know. You said you were only going to watch 15 minutes. I have not gotten a chance to sit down with it because...
It's something that I
can't play in the background when I'm inking my strip like I do some other things because I would end up... I wouldn't be able to pay attention to it and I'd miss all the good stuff.
Well,
so tell me about the Daredevil TV series on Netflix.
It's really good.
What makes it good? It's quite a bit darker. I'm not sure whether... Of course, you're almost 13. I guess I gotta loosen up.
I can take it.
So,
I could not take, and then there were none, but I can take this.
Oh my goodness. We went to see an Agatha Christie play, and then there were none.
An Eastel!
That was freaking morbid.
Seriously!
Oh my
Eastel
goodness.
Eastel is a mortal mystery. An Eastel. Eastel should be giving life, not death.
What did we watch last Easter?
Thanks a lot, Zombie Jesus.
Arsenic and Old Lace, I think, didn't we? You sense a theme?
Grandma told me.
The Agatha Christie play, and then there were none, really bothered the kids. We thought we were kind of going out for this nice afternoon at the theater, and both of our kids were traumatized. We should do it.
I was traumatized with that, with Malevolent, what you call it.
You were dramatized by that, too?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
The guy gets his head cut off, and the guy holds the head by its tail.
That was Macbeth.
That's Macbeth.
Yeah.
Dude, that was cool.
No, that was not.
You didn't like Macbeth either, huh? Boy, I tell you, try to get these kids some culture.
Dude, I like Macbeth.
Well,
enough culture in me. Trust me.
Bacteria, maybe. So, Alex, tell me what made Daredevil good.
Well, it's really kind of hard to explain, but just how everything's very well placed. It's not really all about the fight scenes. It's kind of... Well, yeah, it's all about the fight scenes.
I guess the fight scenes are impressive. I keep reading I'm assuming in the pilot that there's a really epic fight scene, and people are pointing out that it was no cuts, no special effects, and all shot in one take. So the fight scenes, I'm assuming, are really compelling.
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
They're really good.
Okay. Yeah. Go ahead.
They're amazing.
They're amazing fight scenes.
They're amazing choreography.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
And I can't even tell if they're using a stunt double. It's just...
And why do you
One of the scenes
double?
That really caught on with me is the fact that when... I really like how they showed that when the kid got hit with the toxic waste, like, there started to be, like, almost like pixels. You saw it out of first person, and these pixels and everything kind of went dark.
Yeah.
All these pixels and went slowly dark, and then he was like, I can't see.
Oh, man.
It was so... That was just beautiful. Even though that was, like, a evil moment.
Yeah, it was a very sad scene. Do they cover his father being a wrestler?
Yes, they covered... They go back and, like, show him getting, like, the kid stitches him, gives him stitches, and they always show him, like, very, very beat up. And it's like, do your homework, because he's like, because look where it got me. I didn't study in school.
Oh, he did that. And your Papa John used to give me that speech at the dinner table.
And
many a night.
And speaking of boxing, I'm sorry I'm doing this gig, but we're going up to the non-existent Delphi Boxing Academy
That's
soon.
That's right. They have concluded shooting whichever scenes of the new Rocky movie that are being shot here on Aramingo Avenue in Philadelphia. And now they're trying to sell that to a store owner again. And there's a new 7-Eleven right next door. So, you know, culture. Speaking of things that are bringing culture to our area. So yeah, Daredevil, I'm definitely going to have to try and get a chance to see that. And of course that the rest of the Hell's Kitchen
they're also
saying that there's like a version of the Defenders coming to that Netflix series. So just wait. We'll see what the lineup of the Defenders are. If it's headed by Doctor Strange, I'll be thrilled. But somehow, I don't think that's gonna happen.
Yeah, because everyone's forgotten about Dad. I'm sorry. There's never been a movie on Doctor Strange. Everyone's forgotten about him.
No,
there's an animated
movie.
There's
a movie. No, sweetheart. There's a movie coming up on Doctor Strange.
And there was
It's being shot right now.
Is there a trailer for it? Because then we could do a podcast on it.
Not yet, but stay tuned.
We're doing speaking of podcasting. We're doing a panel soon, which we probably already know.
We said this for the third time.
Yeah, I know.
We'll give it one more promotion because I do have some more information. Our panel at Wizard World Philadelphia is going to be that Sunday at 12:30. And I should have a room number shortly as well, so we can talk about that. But yes, if you want
to
come
out... Wait, why do we need to talk about a room number?
Well, we'll want to tell people where to show up.
Oh, I was thinking like a hotel room number.
No, you're not getting a hotel out of this. You're sleeping in your own bed.
Cool.
But coming up, Wizard World Philadelphia, you'll be able to hear us talk about podcasting with your kids. Or if you're Alex and Max's age and show up, you can hear about podcasting with your parents. And some of the things that we've learned along the way, if this is something that you want to do on your drive.
Which you
saying,
totally can.
Say you're 8 years old. Don't get down yourself because you're not 9 or 12. Or say you're 10 you think you can't do it because
you can
you're
do
not
it
good.
At any age?
Yeah. 8
it's,
and 0.
It's
5
fun.
5 and 0.
You think 5 is the cutoff there, Max?
No. Over. Everyone over 5.
Okay. So... Item number, I think we're up to 4 at this point.
And seriously, you don't want a 1-year-old saying goo goo gaga for a podcast. You know,
believe me, I've seen on YouTube a lot stupider stuff than that. I'm sure people would watch it.
Cuff cuff, piano cat, and nyan kitten.
Yes.
Cat, sorry. I don't know how I did that.
Item number 4. So... Recently, and this is not, actually it's a very nerdy subject, although we've typically talked about movies and video games and stuff like that.
To open a new genre we're going to do start doing, like, books.
Well, yeah, because not so long ago, the Geiger family instituted a rule that electronics get turned off about a half an hour before bedtime.
It's actually supposed to now until
we get some confirmation. Worst rule ever.
I know.
That turned out to be the best rule ever, because you have a lot of reading to do for school before the end of the year in just a few weeks.
You gotta say that in public.
That's okay.
I think that people understand.
Yes, and we just, we kind of left it open-ended. You don't have to read necessarily. You could write, you could draw, but electronics had to be turned off. So it was something the pediatrician recommended, so your brain could settle down for nighttime. And it actually turned into, although there was quite a bit of resistance at first, it turned into a really neat thing because Max found a book that he really liked and he devoured it. And
I don't want to talk about it.
No, I know you're not going to. But I do want to talk about the fact that you did, for the first time, really tackled a chapter book.
It was Roald Dahl Matilda.
And just absolutely devoured it in like 3 days, which made everybody in the house kind of like thrilled because at least your mom and I got to see you really get engaged in a book for the first time. And that's really cool. So I got a feeling we're going to be talking. You're reading a book right now on Abraham Lincoln for a book report at school.
It's just, this is a biography. I don't think there can be spoiler alerts. This is more of a history alert.
Yes.
So if you don't want to hear sad history.
Okay.
Give me a history lesson.
Go ahead.
Abraham Lincoln's sister, I think it was Sarah. Died while giving birth to her first child.
There you go.
Not a fun fact at all.
And Alex just got done reading The Hobbit.
And I'm now reading the first book of 39 Clues, which was recommended to me by a lot of people.
And now you're reading 39 Clues. Tell me, Alex, having read Tolkien for the first time, what did you think?
I honestly thought because of the movies, it would start out like Hobbit, An Unexpected Journey, Hobbit, Desolation of Smaug.
Yes.
Smaug.
It's a fun word to say.
You pronounce it as like Smaug.
Smaug.
Go ahead.
And Battle of the Five Armies. I was surprised to see that there was all three put into a book, which I thought there'd be like sequels I'd read and stuff, but it was really good. It really perked my Dungeons and Dragons kind of part of my brain, because I really like fantasy, not real medieval time sword fights and dragons and dragons.
And dragons and dragons.
And dungeons.
Yeah. But the book kind of got me started to Lord of the Rings.
Do you think you'd want to read Lord of the Rings?
Not for, like, a book report, but, like, in my own, like...
Maybe to have a book around over the summer that you get out every now and again.
Like the plane to Tokyo and your DS one's out of batteries.
Maybe. But Tolkien, I guess, as the, erudite among us say, in terms of him as a writer, a lot of people that I've talked to say that they like his writing, but sometimes it drags. Is that true?
Sometimes. Like, in the forest, where they're just, like, kept going on and on about it never stopping, and how dreary it was, and, how they were just, like, starving to death, and it was so boring.
Why do you think, as a writer, he spent so much time with that?
To get built up for the action of Battle of the Five Armies, which was amazing!
What was good about it?
Well, down in the village town, the dragon who lived inside the mountain, protecting all of the dwarves' gold, who actually stole it and burned down their whole, population, and only 12 of them survived, including the king, Thorin.
Mm-hmm.
Went out and attacked the small village after talking with, Bilbo, but then thought he went from Lake Town, which was the city's name,
mm-hmm.
went and destroyed it, and this one archer named Bard grabbed a dark arrow, a black magic arrow, fired it at his heart, and he killed the dragon. And lots of people got news. The Lake Town people went as a company, an army, to go take it down. The elves helping them.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the orcs got this attention and were coming down there. The dwarves were ready to defend, so they were an army of their own with all of their very fancy dwarf armor. And the fact, because they were all craftsmiths, so they had the really, really good armor.
Yeah, the good stuff.
Bilbo even had a chainmail that no spear or arrow could hit.
Mm.
And he had the ring, which kept him invisible.
That's helpful.
And he had the other family of dwarves, which is their cousins,
mm-hmm.
traveling down to help them. And they all kind of met at one place. The orcs mainly started to attack, well, they're called goblins in this. And in the movies, they were called orcs, and they all just kind of fight, circle a ring, and it's just all this battle stuff. And it was so cool.
How did he do writing about such a complicated and chaotic thing like a battle?
It was it switched from first person to third person to first person to second person to third person to first.
Oh, really? So what effect did that have on you as a reader?
It got me kind of a sense of what I was seeing from every different angle.
Mm-hmm. And probably gave you a little bit of a sense of the confusion, too, because one minute you're looking down on the scene, the next minute you're in the scene,
next minute Bilbo's getting knocked unconscious with, a rock in the middle of the battle.
Yeah.
Next moment, the goblins are winning, and there's, a ring, and everyone's trying to, fight for their lives.
Mm-hmm. In the end, did it leave you in a good place?
I guess so, yeah. I mean,
it's a really
though Bilbo, this is the end, is pretty much where Bilbo wakes up,
uh-huh.
finds Filly and Kili, the youngest of the dwarves,
mm-hmm.
dead, and Thorin dying wounded,
mm-hmm.
and he dies. So they bury them in the mountain. The rest of the dwarves fix up everything, and it turns very, and restore the mountain to, instead of eerie, to lots of very pleasurable.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the nicknames was the river ran gold with all the gold that was stored in the mountain and
mm-hmm.
the craft stuff. Gandalf walks Bilbo home. They take the travel home. Lots of happiness on the way there. And then it leaves off with Bilbo looking at the ring, and it kind of goes to the first chapter of Lord of the Rings with Frodo.
Oh, that's right. The book kind of gave you the first chapter of Lord of the Rings.
Bilbo and Frodo,
as a way off, I'm sure, enticing you to read the next book, huh?
Yeah.
Neat. How do you think Tolkien felt about war?
Not very good. He really showed that he picked very big main characters and kind of everyone's favorite characters.
Mm-hmm.
Especially because I watched Battle of the Five Armies movie.
Uh-huh.
Even though Legolas and the female elf weren't in the book,
mm-hmm.
they were in Lord of the Rings. They really showed that. I mean, Thorin was the king. He was searching for the gem of his family. He was searching to, kind of restore his name, restore his people, now past to his former glory. And he gets killed off at the end. And after getting, dragon sickness, which is, hoarding the gold and
mm-hmm.
getting super enticed in it. No one can have it. It's mine.
Right. Called that dragon sickness. Well, we are pulling up to school. Your friends are all gathered on the schoolyard waiting. Well, there's Tao.
Yeah, there's one kid.
Okay, so your friend are gathered and waving. So it's time for us to bring this one to a close. Alex, you want to do the honors?
You can find us on the Blueberry Network, Stitchers, and iTunes, preferably in my case. And speaking for myself, my dad, and my brother, goodbye.